This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another episode of this radio program that is a bit of an experimental episode tonight. What we're doing is we're doing something we've done before, but not in this way. So at the Porcupine Freedom Festival at ForkFest this year over the summertime, we spent 2 weeks where we pre-recorded the show. And that's because we were on a campground and there's no meaningful
zero in the studio tonight. I am your host, the Reverend Dr. Captain Lord Kickass, not necessarily in that order. And joining me, it's
Ian.
And Eleanor Roosevelt.
Chip, chip, cheerio. Wait, pip, pip, cheerio.
She wasn't British.
Oh. Well, you know.
She was just...
In my mind, she's British for some reason. I'm not really
sure.
Yeah,
I can see how that happened. How that could happen.
Oh, man. All right. So, this evening, I've titled the show, Gene Simmons. Is Gene Simmons, yes, of the hottest band in the land, the rock band, Kiss, is he shilling for Bitcoin?
Wow, I loved them in second grade.
Right? Yeah. Is he shilling Bitcoin? And we could talk about that, but I also...
How do you define shill?
Well,
I mean, is that just anybody who
Ian
sells?
Ian and I were kind of talking about what the definition of shilling is and that kind of thing. So that's why I made it a question, because I'm not sure that he is shilling Bitcoin, but he's certainly mentioning it to his fan base. That's creating some, you know, fan base stir. People who are fans of cryptocurrency are going, hell yeah, Gene Simmons is into Bitcoin, right? So
I think to be a shill, typically it's negative. It's associated with like people who are just representing a thing regardless of, you know, whether that thing is in any way honest or a good deal, and they're trying to make money off of that thing, basically. Or they're being paid to represent a thing and perhaps represent that thing dishonestly.
Well, yeah, generally the implication I pick up from shill is this is something bad and you know it and you're trying to sell it anyway.
Yeah.
So what would you call somebody who's, you know, just like kind of a fan of it, or at least has bought some and then mentions it?
Human.
I'd like to adjust, though. I don't think the shill necessarily believes that the thing is bad. You can be a shill and be a true believer as well.
Right? Oh, okay. See, I've always thought of a shill as being more of a... selling some product they would never use.
Yeah, I mean, there's a fine line between shill and con artist in that particular case, and I think I think there is, you know, a difference, and I think that the difference would be that someone could still shill as a true believer. Like, they've bought in completely to whatever this is. They're ignoring all of the glaring flaws and all of the problems with the thing because they just are religiously sold on this. There's a lot of cryptocurrency people that are like that.
The search engine, which will remain nameless, shill is defined as two things, a noun and a verb. Noun, an accomplice of a hawker, gambler, or swindler who acts as an enthusiastic customer to entice or encourage others.
Interesting.
And the verb is, you know, your husband in the crowd could shill for you. So
we're going to need to see the full definition with all of the different, you know, options, because I bet you there's a couple others if you look at the actual dictionary.
Yeah, there may well be, although I think that was pretty much the one that I went with. It's almost a ringer.
Wikipedia says, a shill, also called a plant or a stooge, is a person who publicly helps or gives credibility to a person or organization without disclosing that they have a close relationship right. with the person or organization. Shills may be employed by salespeople and professional marketing campaigns.
So okay. the classic example would be somebody at, you know, the old Wild West elixir. The elixir salesman comes into town and says, buy my elixir, it will cure all that ails you. And someone says, I did buy all your elixir, and it did cure all that ailed me. I had a big
But secretly,
gout.
The swindler has, you know... Secretly, the swindler gave him a silver coin before right. Before the whole thing went down, right? So that All right.
Well, usually you dropped him off at the edge of town and let him walk in.
I've got a ton of stuff to cover here, guys.
A true believer.
Yeah, well, we're not going to get there that fast.
Yeah, you got to be patient.
We're in
here.
A mouth running move.
In that case, a true believer is still a shill, right? Like because they could actually have bought into this, you know, the elixir, right? And that, you know.
I guess they could have, although they've got to know there's something hinky if they're not disclosing their relationship to the
hinky
to the seller.
Is that like jinkies except with an H?
Kind of.
There's
hinky
a lot of that.
Is like dodgy.
There's a lot of that in multi-level dodgy. Marketing.
Ah, yes. Selling.
Isn't dodgy a British term? It's a bit dodgy.
Yep, dodgy is British.
Yeah.
Definition 2 of shill, a person who publicizes or praises something or someone for reasons of self-interest, personal profit, friendship, or loyalty.
I mean, that certainly sounds like Gene Simmons. He's certainly doing it for profit. I don't think Gene Simmons has ever done anything in his life without the motive for profit. He is that whole band driven by him is certainly the merchandise kings of all bands of all time. They have more merchandise than, you can even count. Even the collectors can't collect it all because there's so much of it. There's a Kiss coffin.
Yeah. You can die with Kiss.
And it's got speakers on the outside mounted to it so that you can crank Kiss while you're being lowered.
How's it sound on
the
inside, though? I mean,
there's no speakers on the inside.
There's no speakers.
That's an oversight.
That's pointless. Yeah, it's just for worms.
Dead people can't hear, bro.
Neither can worms.
Well, right, but it's for the people who attend the funeral to hear the tunes cranking.
Okay. So do they take the speakers off before they bury them?
No, I'm pretty sure they just stay on and then get buried with the coffin.
So what is Gene Simmons specifically saying about Bitcoin?
Well,
you actually
that
have?
He bought
I have,
some.
Yeah, I have a whole thing on that. I also have... you guys remember Russell Okun? He was the NFL player who said he wanted to get paid in Bitcoin.
Oh, I heard about that.
That has happened, but now he is championing for Bitcoin, and he's getting other celebrities to also get on the Bitcoin championing wagon.
Well,
so,
it couldn't have happened
now, is he being specific about Bitcoin legacy, or does he just like crypto in general?
That is a good question.
Most people aren't very specific about those things. They just use Bitcoin as sort of this generic Kleenex term.
Yeah, and this appears to be the case, but we'll see what the case really is. Also, less than a week, this coming Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, the largest sports event in the United States of America.
The big game.
Oh, are they having
the
sports
big
ball?
Game. Sports ball is still going on. However...
Who is it this year?
It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Bucks are back.
Yeah, the Bucks and the Chiefs, led by Tom Brady, of course. At any rate, there seems to be a law going into place in at least Los Angeles County that says you can't have a TV on during the Super Bowl if you're a bar or restaurant.
Oh, that's because if you leave the TV on, the COVID will stay forever.
Like,
apparently, they love TV because that's actually how people get infected
with
COVID. That's why we're immune, because we don't have TVs.
How much do they want to... You know, finish off all of the struggling small businesses who, you know, are on the teeter, on the brink of failing by shutting down probably the first event that they could be looking forward to having a bunch of business on, right? You know what I mean? This is the first, you know, real thing that, like, the majority of the public would go out for. They would go out to a bar. They would go out to a restaurant, right? And if I'm not mistaken, L.A. County is kind of like New Hampshire. They pretend they don't have any bars. They're all restaurants. They all have to serve food. So
yeah,
that means...
That.
So that means that...
Who would have thought they would censor the Super Bowl?
Literally. Like, you can go home and watch it on your TV. It's going to be broadcast. But if you go out to one of these restaurants or bars, I believe in L.A. County, they're not going to be able to turn their TVs on according to this particular piece of legislation.
Hopefully they will ignore that. Not that I care about sports ball, but just on general principle.
They're going to do exactly what they're told, 99.9% of them. They're going to do everything the government says to do because they believe that obedience is going to save their business.
Yeah. We've got stuff about the CDC and their apparent mask mandates, making it a federal crime if you don't wear it on public transportation. We've got the TSA now authorized to fine passengers who refuse to wear masks. We've got federal mask cops to start targeting travelers today. And the CDC, of course, busted inflating the COVID numbers. All this and more coming up.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy, swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday edition. That's my Max Headroom impersonation right there. Monday.
Old school.
Yeah, that's right. Man, that guy was, he existed in a dystopian future, which is now technically
who doesn't these days?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
When was that show supposed to take place?
I don't remember, but I think it was, you know, in the 20,000, you know, like it's past.
Around now? Or
yeah, I think, it, you know, like 10 years ago. I'm not sure. I do remember they had cool motorized skateboards.
Max Headroom skateboards?
Yeah. No, no. In the television show,
Okay.
They had this, like, I don't know if they were supposed to be kids or like a street gang or something, but they had skateboards with these little engines on them.
Huh.
And, you know, a little control.
Hey, Jack does from Back to the Future.
Well, or Back to the Future went to the future and jacked them from Max Headroom.
That's possible.
So, at any rate, it is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is our telephone number. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a minute. In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
I guess I should say it is I, the captain, instead of it's me, the captain.
It is I.
I could be caveman. In the studio, me, captain. Ugh. We just grunt the whole show.
Yeah, it's like, this is he, is the one that always sounds strange to me. That's what you're supposed to say, but this is he, but it
I
sounds...
I am he?
Yes, I am he would be correct.
He is me. We are him.
Yes, we are us.
T-Man?
Toys R Us. I had mentioned this bit about Gene Simmons. We talked about shilling and what the definition of a shill is. This is actually from Bitcoin.com. Rockstar and Kiss bassist Gene Simmons tells fans he bought Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. That's the headline. In September of 2020, the frontman of the rock band Kiss, Gene Simmons, tweeted a cryptic message about Bitcoin with one of the co-founders of the Gemini Crypto Exchange. Then on Sunday...
They tweeted it together? Can one of them not type? Or?
Yeah, I don't really know.
How does that work?
Retweeted, as they call it?
Yeah, maybe. But then on Sunday, as in yesterday, the Kiss singer tweeted to his 900,000 Twitter followers that he bought Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and others. So it's not just Bitcoin. I guess maybe...
I thought he mentioned Doge, too.
He did, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
That's a little later in the article. If there's any shilling going on, my guess is it's between him and the Gemini Crypto Exchange, not necessarily between him and any of the actual coins. So we could talk more about that. But first, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Jacob calling from Illinois. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Jacob, what's on your mind?
I called a couple months ago about they shut down all our bars in Illinois, but a lot of them were staying open.
Excellent.
Well, a couple people decided to snitch and whatnot and get them all closed back down.
Oh,
well,
of course.
About 2 weeks ago, they decided that it's okay for bars to be open to gamble in, but if you want to have a beer or food, you have to sit outside.
What?
So it's just a little irritating that they can get their cut, but we can't do nothing about it.
Wow, that is... Now, is this...
have you considered overthrowing your government?
Well, you know, violence...
I'd say it at least once a day.
Yeah.
He considers it daily.
How about
you don't
just
have to do it violently.
Rather than just violence...
Yell at them until they go home.
How about just ignore them and, you know, open up anyway with hopefully other bars and other restaurants that come together and say, hey, let's just open up.
That'd be great. I don't think Jacob is a bar owner. Are you, Jacob?
No, I'm only 21 years old, man.
Okay. Hey, so is this just within, like, your city? Is this the whole state of Illinois?
The whole state of Illinois is open, except for Chicago, I think. But I'm a ways away from there.
Hey, do you know why there's a southerly wind always blowing out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
No, I do not.
It's because Chicago sucks. It's a geography joke. You don't know that Milwaukee's north of Chicago. You wouldn't get that one, but that's all right. Anything else you want to say tonight, Jacob?
No. Love your guys' show. Keep it going.
All right, man. Thanks. Good luck. I hope you get a beer soon, man. They close the bars, and then they go, okay, you can open, but only if you're going to gamble. And I'm assuming the state takes a nice cut off of any gambling, yeah. Right?
Well, it seems like you can gamble inside, but then you have to go outside and drink your beer.
If you want to gamble with your liver, yeah. You got to go outside. But if you want to gamble with your cash,
which
your
is
FRNs.
Because the COVID virus is very rare in that it drinks beer, which, of course, alcohol kills most viruses.
Right, but gambling, COVID is very, it's apparently some sort of a repellent.
Yeah, well, the thing is, COVID had a gambling problem years back, and so it just can't stand to be around it now.
Right. It went to gambling rehab. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Tom, calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you are on Free Talk.
Yeah,
Live.
Or you can gamble another way. By the way, let's say you've been drinking, and you're thinking of trying your luck driving home. To save a few bucks on a taxi or a ride share, you can try. You might get a DWI. You might go to prison for killing somebody. You might get killed yourself.
And you might hit a bump and spill your beer.
Lotto. Now,
yeah.
What I call about is you've got a constitutional provision in the 14th Amendment that no state shall deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. And that's been widely interpreted by the courts. But there's another provision in there in Article 4, Section 2, the citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states. And the Supreme Court, of course, has vomited forth many far-fetched judicial misinterpretations, cutting down on that as well. Oh, no, you have to pay out-of-state tuition because you're not a legal resident of that state, and you have to buy an out-of-state hunting license if you want to hunt elk in Montana because you're not a citizen of Montana.
Right.
And they don't really mean what they say, but with this stuff going on with the COVID-19 vaccinations, where the states are setting up programs and some of them are saying, oh, no, you can't cut the line. You're from out of state. This is a program only for some reason. I mean, it's not even the state government's job, of course, to provide COVID-19 vaccinations. It's the job of the private sector. But even if it was, you know, how literal can it be that, you know, the citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and what's the next word? Immunities. And what is the purpose of this vaccination? Immunity.
Right.
Wow.
It's going to be right up there with the first person who gets sentenced to death for treason and is sentenced to die by lethal injection, where the Constitution says that no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood.
Yeah, another illustration.
Corruption of blood. Well, if you're putting a needle in somebody and you're injecting sodium pentothal into their blood, you are corrupting their blood.
That's true.
I used to corrupt my blood every weekend.
But the citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunity.
So what you're saying is the government doesn't follow its constitution, right?
It's true.
It seems to be the case. Surprise. Thanks for the call, Tom. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 is our telephone number if you would like to join the conversation here at Free Talk Live. It's the Monday night edition, and we will talk about all sorts of fun stuff coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On the same day, President Biden met with 10 Republicans to discuss a coronavirus stimulus package. Democrat congressional leaders are introducing a budget resolution that will let lawmakers pass a fresh COVID-19 relief package without any Republican support. The measure is the first step in potentially enacting a budget reconciliation bill, which would let Democrats pass a package even if no Republicans back it, because they hold majorities in the House and Senate. The snowstorm that dropped up to a foot of snow in parts of the Midwest is now making its way east to New Jersey, with this New Jersey resident telling NBC News,
"It snows, New Jersey. It snows here. I'm not in Florida. What do you think? I think it's snow."
It is the biggest storm to hit the region in 5 years. USA Radio News. It's already shaping up to be a confusing tax season, as millions of Americans are still waiting on their first and second stimulus checks from 2020, and the Senate pushes back on Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief plan, calling for a third check. Tax filings also beginning a little bit later this year, the IRS announcing it will begin accepting and processing 2020 tax year returns on February 12th, as opposed to late January, as it does most years. The Biden administration is awarding $230 million in funding to Illume Health for at-home coronavirus test kits.
Department of Defense and HHS made an announcement today, and what will be the country's first over-the-counter at-home COVID test.
Senior advisor to the president, Andy Slavitt, says the funding will allow Illume to manufacture 19 billion test kits per month by the end of this year. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Program back. Listeners, call. Studio Captain.
Ian.
Buffalo, come.
It is Free Talk Live. I don't know. I just decided to try and do the intro in the style of caveman. See what happened. Unga bunga.
I am a simple caveman. Your system frightens and confuses me.
Me, Captain. You, listener. Telephone 603-283-6160. Caveman didn't have telephones, of course.
Didn't they make a movie about that in the 90s?
Oh, they like
Brendan Fraser.
Oh, right.
They Encino
like,
Man.
Encino Man, that's what it was.
Well, although I like the caveman lawyer better.
Going on with this bit about Gene Simmons possibly shilling for Bitcoin and or an exchange, the blah, 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 blah. He says, "I'm not recommending any of this to anyone," Simmons tweeted, "but yes, I bought and or will own Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and others." The KISS bassist may have been referring to his cryptic tweet on September 15th, 2020.
Nice.
A number of cryptocurrency supporters responded to Simmons' tweet on Sunday, and of course, many shilled. They even used the word shill. Many shilled their favorite cryptos with funny responses, animated GIFs, and memes. Who says memes don't do anything positive?
Who said that?
People. People. Why? There's people who are like so anti-meme.
Bringing laughter to the world is a positive thing.
I love memes, man. I think they're great.
And if you don't laugh at memes, or at least some of them, you don't have any sense of humor.
You have no soul. One Twitter account dubbed The Moon responded to Simmons' statement and said, "Buying Bitcoin is a vote against the corrupt banking system. It's a great choice. Any price below $100,000 per Bitcoin is still cheap," he added.
I don't know if that's the reason that people buy Bitcoin, but it is definitely a strike against the banking system, whether people understand that or not. The more people that buy Bitcoin, even if it's just to try to strike it rich, the better off we all are.
It's true.
And then the KISS bassist and vocalist decided to tweet some more about a few other tokens he purchased. "Not recommending any of these to anyone," he said again before his next message. "But yes, I also bought Dogecoin, XRP, and others. Make of it what you will." So, this tweet.
I can make a hat or a brooch or a pterodactyl.
Or you could buy one with your cryptocurrency, right?
I could. Probably not a pterodactyl, though.
So the XRP bit, of course, generated a bit more controversy from the haters. And somebody said, "Nice, Gene, you bought the bag holders deluxe pack."
Yeah, Ripple's banker coin, but
yeah, I wouldn't count them out quite yet. I mean, I by no means am a Ripple fanatic or anything like that, but you know, if they can actually help banks be not as awful, then maybe there's money to be made.
Yeah, or if it could bridge between, you know, what we seem to refer to as real crypto and the banking system, that would be great too. If it could act as some sort of a bridge to cross that, I welcome any advancement forward.
I think they're designed specifically to prevent such crossing, though.
Oh well, that sucks.
Yeah, they're all about the KYC.
Oh well. Sorry to hear about that.
Well, now they have to actually go up against the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is what shot their price down into the tank last month, or was it in December? Anyway, several weeks ago,
There
was a huge drop in the price of Ripple, and it corresponded to the SEC filing a lawsuit against the organization. So they got to get out of those woods first before they'll have any chance of doing anything. Because right now, what happened with Ripple was a ton of exchanges backed off and said, "Whoa, we don't want to be involved in trading you if the federal government is going to be coming after you." And it's instructive in a couple of different ways in that, one, Ripple is a centralized company that controls a quote-unquote cryptocurrency. Now, whether or not Ripple's an actual cryptocurrency, I'm not sure. I don't know if either of you know, if you've ever looked deeply into to Ripple.
I have not.
I have not, but I've been told that it's not a cryptocurrency in the sense that, you know, like Bitcoin and Ethereum are.
But didn't it come before Bitcoin? Ripple?
Ripple?
Yeah.
I don't believe
didn't
so.
It? I believe it did.
Really?
Yeah, I think the Ripple company was out there. I don't know if Ripple in its current form came before Bitcoin, but I believe that they had some sort of
there
product.
May have been like an organization trying to do like digital cash or something.
No, it wasn't digital cash. I think they've always had that sort of vision of helping banks do sort of interbank transfers.
Well, because I know there are avenues, I'm trying to remember what they're called now, that banks use that you and I can't use to, you know, trade with each other,
so to speak.
The Federal Reserve, they call it.
No, not necessarily. There's a communication channel, if you will, where banks can transfer funds between banks, you know, without being charged any fees between them. It's like the Bankers Club network. Where they can exchange funds. But so, you know, if you bank with a bank and you move across the country and there happens to be a branch of bank there, your money mysteriously just shows up over there, that kind of a thing.
Well, they don't actually keep your money in the same town you're in. They just keep a certain amount of money in the bank, and then whoever shows up that has a claim to it, they'll give it to.
Yeah. You said you're in.
Huh?
You said you're in.
Ah, it's true.
So speaking of Bitcoin and all of that, and, you know, sort of celebrities and, you know, the reason I'm bringing these things up today is because I feel like the more these popular people, you know, shill for Bitcoin, the better it is for the cryptocurrency market. And so we've talked about previously on Free Talk Live, Russell Okung, who now plays for the Carolina Panthers. He's an offensive lineman. He requested to be paid in Bitcoin, his NFL salary, and that finally happened for him.
Wait, they're doing it?
Yeah. Yeah, they made it happen. Like, I think his agent, well, the NFL isn't directly paying him in Bitcoin. I think his agent
team
worked something out with the team where they pay to a company.
The NFL pays those guys at all. I think the teams do.
The NFL just licenses, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, but the team worked it out where, like, some of the pay, I think they used something like a Bitwage where, you know, it looks like a bank account and you send money to it and it just transduces it into a Bitcoin. It's not all of his salary. It's a percent of it. I think it's like half or something like that. But anyway, so we've talked about that, you know,
good for him
at length. And you can find it in the archives over at freetalklive.com. But this same guy, Russell Okung, is championing for Bitcoin amongst other people. And he is getting a myriad of celebrities to add the Bitcoin hashtag to their Twitter profiles. So following,
that's cool.
Following the day the Tesla founder Elon Musk added the Bitcoin hashtag to his Twitter profile, the popular Carolina Panthers offensive tackle Russell Okung told his social media followers to put the Bitcoin hashtag in their bio. Okung has managed to get hundreds of people to do it, but more recently, the NFL player started a decent train of celebrities with very large Twitter following accounts to join the bandwagon, too.
It's interesting timing for all this, you know, happening at the same time as the GameStop stock boosts that were going on last week. Supposedly, they were supposed to target, I think, silver this week.
Silver is unavailable to be purchased in bullion, in coin, from all of the distributors. Like, it can't be found, according to Jamie Redmond.
Of course, I sold most of my silver last year.
I picked some up recently at a sub-$25 price. So, you know, not a lot, but, you know, enough to, if this thing happens.
Do you think it can happen? I mean, can they push silver? They're talking about $1,000 an ounce. Do you think they can do it?
If the mechanics work the same way the mechanics work with the short squeeze on the GameStop or the GameStop stock, the GME, if the mechanics are the same, then there's no reason why it can't.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think they could, but it doesn't look like that same group of people is actually trying to.
Is the silver thing a different group of people, or is it just a rumor?
I don't know. I think it was just a rumor.
It's the same Reddit group that did the
Is it the same Reddit group?
Reddit group? Yep.
Because I'm actually a member of that.
Really?
I was looking there today.
You should log in, see what they're saying. Because I'm not on it. I'm just going by what I read from Jamie Redmond yesterday over at Bitcoin.com.
What have you seen? Give us a call.
603-283-6160. Let us know.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
That is the magic 10 digits you need to join us here on Free Talk Live and take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are knowledgeable about crypto, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. Continuing on, and yes, this article is from Bitcoin.com. Russell Okung, the NFL tackle for the Carolina Panthers, has started a train of folks putting the hashtag Bitcoin or BTC on their Twitter accounts.
A train?
Yes, a train, if you will. A bandwagon.
A love train.
He's pulling a train.
A bandwagon, if you will, yes.
Okay.
He says, quote, "Everyone put hashtag Bitcoin in your bio. Plant the flag and declare you're ready for the future. Well, send me a screenshot so I know it's real."
Like it or not, the bandwagon approach is an effective way to, you know, get people on board with the thing. At some point, Bitcoin has to hit a certain point of saturation.
Right.
And then it takes off.
And social media is still the best place for these things to go viral.
Yeah. I mean, how else would it do it? I mean, well, there is email, word of mouth.
Right, you know.
But that's what social media is, yes. Right? It's the new digital word of mouth.
Right.
Yeah, and with the whole mask thing, even if there's word of mouth, people probably won't understand it.
Right.
The football player is also well known for recently telling the world that he chose to take half of his $13 million NFL salary in Bitcoin payments. He says, quote, "Getting paid in Bitcoin is the first step of opting out of the corrupt, manipulative economy we all inhabit."
Hmm.
I mean, I think those are some cool words, man.
It's true.
Yeah, I hope other people will follow his example and ask their employers to pay them in cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. I think that would be fantastic, because one of the reasons why business owners are reluctant to accept Bitcoin as payment is because they don't know what to do with it. They don't see it as something that is useful to them, you know, beyond the obvious it could go up in value. Well, you could pay some of your employees with it if you knew that they were interested in it.
Right.
And if the employees don't say to you that they're interested, then you have no reason to believe it. So if you're an employee out there and, you know, you have access to the boss, you're not at some super mega corporation, you can actually talk to the guy that runs, or the gal or whoever that runs the company. Ask them, you know, but hang it out there. See what they say.
Yeah.
And if it comes from more than one employee, then they might start taking it seriously.
Yeah, it's possible. So Russell LeCun has been successful at getting some current and former celebrities to also jump on the bandwagon. Some of the individuals included the spiritual guru Sophia Hyatt, Westbrook Media's Brad Haugen, Mr. Beast, the singer Joy Villa, Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian, Skybridge Capital's Anthony.
I don't know who most of these people are.
Yeah, me neither. No. But then again, Russell LeCun is much younger than I am.
Yeah.
That's like when I bought Weird Al's last album that he put out. I had no idea what any of the source material was.
Oh, right.
So that when I listened to it, it just sounded like Weird Al making crappy
new
pop
songs,
music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I have no point of reference for any of these.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like,
you don't know Royals?
No.
Is that his most recent album?
Yeah, that's the one he uses for the tune of Foil.
I'm familiar with the song. I just
wasn't familiar with any of that.
Yeah.
Wow, weird.
That was his most political album. I've never heard him do political stuff before, and he's got two on this album.
Interesting.
Foil and Party of the CIA.
Nice. Yep.
Which is a Miley Cyrus song, in case you don't know.
Well, now you're breaking my achy, breaky heart.
Wrong Cyrus.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's the late elder. Yeah. That's the elder Cyrus. Billy Ray. Billy Ray Cyrus. I don't know if he talks like that, but I assume he does. Every one of the celebs.
There's actually a parody of that, that if you play that song, that achy, breaky song, I might go nuts and kill the band.
I always had one. It was My Stinky Effin' Fart.
Yeah,
you like never you got do. Out of high school, did you?
My sense of humor didn't even get out of middle school, bro. We're talking 12. At any rate, every one of the celebrities that Russell LeCun managed to get to repeat this hashtag has well over 100,000 Twitter followers or a whole lot more. A salute to those building a decentralized future, he says. He further tweeted on Saturday, "The message is clear. We're not here to play a part. We're here to take over." The following day, LeCun also tweeted a disdainful message toward the Great Reset agenda.
Oh, good.
You will, nice. He says, "You will own nothing and you will be happy," LeCun tweeted, referring to November 26th, 2016, World Economic Forum tweet that originally stems from a prediction made by a member of Danish Parliament, Ida Auken. Now translated as, "We will own everything and you will let us," the NFL player said on Sunday morning.
"We're going to take all your stuff and make you like it."
Yeah.
I like this guy.
Yeah, I do too. The more he gets involved in this kind of thing, he seems like he's got, you know, a brain, right? Not a lot of athletes are known for being smartest people on the planet. You know?
They're taking a lot of hits to the head, too. That doesn't help.
They sure have. But this guy seems to get it. And I welcome any kind of support like this from, well, anybody, really, for these types of things, particularly for, you know, getting out of the banking system that exists, getting out of the governments that are trying to do all sorts of things to control you and what you do in your daily life.
It can't happen soon enough.
It can't, no.
It's true.
So, since we've talked a little bit about the NFL and Russell LeCun, in 6 days or so, this Sunday is Superb Owl Sunday. I say Superb Owl because people sometimes get sued for saying Super Bowl.
They do.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why a lot of advertisements will refer to it as the big game.
Right.
Now that you know the phrase, you'll start noticing it everywhere.
Yeah.
I doubt it. Well, I don't actually have a TV.
Yeah, I don't either, but
I have large computer monitors that sometimes act as TVs, but they're really large computer monitors.
Yeah, but I never torrent any commercials.
Yeah, that's one of the beautiful things about that, isn't it?
Now, I don't know what the rules are when it comes to the big game. Like, can you talk about the Super Bowl as in, like, here's what happened on the Super Bowl, even if it's a commercial program? Or is it only for commercial, commercial announcements where you're selling a snack food?
I'm certain that fair use applies mm-hmm. to the word Super Bowl. So if we are reporting on a thing involving the Super Bowl, that is fair use.
I see, okay.
But
McDonald's is trademarked, and you can say, I went to McDonald's today, or say, McDonald's is trademarked.
But, like, I know of just internet forums that are, say, sports ball centric. And if they put up a thread that says, predict the Super Bowl outcome, that they have received a cease and desist letter or, some other legal, documentation from whoever the attorneys for the NFL are.
Well, the difference between McDonald's and the Super Bowl is McDonald's doesn't sue their fans.
Right.
If you go around and talk about how great, your experience at McDonald's was, they're not going to come after you because they don't think you're making money off of that, whereas they think that these companies are making money off of the Super Bowl, the use of the term.
Now, well, it's probably because it's run by internet, stupid people.
Well, the internet forums, whenever this happened, it was when most of them were ad-driven. So if you go to the forum, you're right there making money off of the ad revenue and the eyes that are set on the ads, the banner ads and stuff like that, that used to be real popular.
They would like to make money. I suspect most of them were barely paying their internet bills.
I suspect the same, but at the same time, that's what they were citing as the legal precedent for that was in order to tell them that. But this from Blaze Media, L.A. County puts new restriction on restaurants ahead of the Super Bowl. TVs must be turned off.
Wow.
Do they give any justification for this?
They don't want people going out.
As to why that might be a good idea.
They do. Right underneath the headline, it says, quote, "It will be tragic if the Super Bowl becomes the super spreader of coronavirus."
Oh, they don't want you going to the bar. That's what they want to stop. And it's the first time, I think,
need
in the
to
history.
Be mulched.
It's got to be the first time in the history of the government where they've actually wanted people to turn the TV off.
That's probably an accurate statement. I hadn't thought about that. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up, 603-283-6160, if you would like to join us.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.